to myself.
And I think to myself,
what a wonderful world.
Oh, what a wonderful world.
That is part of the duets. The duet CD, the brand new CD by Barry Manilow. We've been talking about it all morning, and I am so excited to introduce to you Barry Manilow. My Dreams Duets is the name of it. My Dreams, My Dream Duets, and it really is an incredible piece. Now, you all know and love Barry Manilow. He's a member of the Songwriters Hall of Fame. He has a worldwide record sales exceeding 80 million CDs. That's incredible. So now joining us is Barry Manilow. Again, he was accepted to the prestigious Juilliard School of Music to help pay for school. He worked at the CBS mailroom. Whoop, whoop, CBS. That is so exciting. And he is once again here to join us. Welcome to WCCO, Barry Manilow.
Hi. Hi, Geraldine.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. I'm just great.
You are great. Your music has been the soundtrack of my life for a long time, and I absolutely adore you and your music.
Thank you. Thank you.
So you have a brand new CD called My Dream Duets. How did this come to be?
Well, my record company asked me if I wanted to do a duets album. I mean, there's so many duets albums out there, and a lot of them are pretty great. And I thought, now, how can I make my duets album any different than everybody else's duets album? So I made a list of who I would like to sing with. And when I looked at my list, all of the people I'd like to sing with are not with us anymore.
Mm.
And, you know, it sounded like a crazy idea. But the guy that runs my record company said, you know, it's not that crazy. There is a company that can take the orchestra off of these old records and just give you the vocals. And that's what they did. And since I'm pretty good at my computer stuff, I plugged in the vocals into my Pro Tools system. And sure enough, there they were, by themselves, with no orchestra. That means that I could rearrange all the songs, put a brand new orchestra on, and make the vocals into duets.
Brilliant.
Which is what I did. And it was a great 2 months. I love arranging songs and music. And I just had the greatest time. And it was a very moving and emotional experience, singing with people like Whitney Houston and John Denver and Judy Garland and Louis Armstrong. It was really my dream duets. I'm not kidding.
So how did you put that list together? There must be so many that you would love to sing with. How did you come to this particular list?
Well, I did demos of about 35 records. I did just to see whether or not they would work as duets. 35 of them. I did duets with Bing Crosby and Fred Astaire and Marvin Gaye and just to see 16 bars to see whether my voice would sound right with these people. And these 11 songs that made it onto the album were the best of the lot. These are the singers that I sound the best with. And it's just an amazing, amazing experience.
Well, can I just say to you, sir, to hear you sing "Sexual Healing" with Marvin Gaye would have been wonderful.
Yeah, and so would as the months have gone by. Why didn't I do George Harrison? Why didn't I do I tried to do Karen Carpenter. There's so many more that I if we ever do another one, I've
absolutely
got a whole new list of songs. Of
my things. Dream duets too. That's on. It's got to be in the making. Let's talk about the keys, because, of course, these were the singers in their original keys that they recorded it in. Did you change? Were you able to change that? Did you need to change the keys?
Yeah, when I sang my solos, I would change the key so that I was in the right key, and then I would get back to their key. And some of them, if they were female, I was able to sing pretty high and stay in their key, and then I would wind up harmonizing with the when it was too high for me.
Mm. So in the process of doing this, you make it sound like this was easy. Once you found out that you could separate the vocals from the orchestra, you really realized you had a catalog of opportunities.
Right.
At the same time, there must have been some real challenges for you.
Oh, well, it was the biggest challenge was making sure my vocals, my voice, sounded right with each singer, because they all have their own individual styles. Singing with Marilyn Monroe, you know, she whispers. Well, I had to figure out how to whisper with Marilyn. Mm-hmm. And with Whitney, you know, she was at her prime on this record. It's called I Believe in You and Me.
Oh, I love that version.
Gorgeous, gorgeous song. And she is at her best. And, you know, but her style is, you know, she brings the church into her vocals. And, you know, I had to figure out how I could sing with Whitney and not sound totally out of place. And that took a couple of days for me to figure that one out.
Mm. You know, in doing this, there are so many singers that I absolutely admire. I'm a singer as well, a professional singer. And knowing that you can put together something like this is so remarkable. I sit and I think, wow, we could, you know, the public could start sending in through social media to you saying, this is who we want to hear you sing with.
Yeah.
So,
well, you know, I've already gotten requests like that now that the word is out about this. And the biggest request is for Karen Carpenter. And, you know, we would have sounded great together, but the problem with the Karen Carpenter thing is that, you know, her big records were The Carpenters, and that's out of you can't use that. But, and she only made one solo album, and I couldn't find a song on that solo album that made any sense.
Mm. You know, it's really a challenge with so many others that are doing duets or having collaborations. And, you know, they usually pick two totally different genres. But a lot of these singers that you decided to do duets with posthumously really had a certain or a similar style as your own. These are
right.
People I could really hear you sing with.
Right. Absolutely. And that's exactly what this album is. It really sounds like we know each other and we're standing together in the same room yesterday. It's an amazing process that they did.
You know, the first time I saw something like this was with Natalie Cole and her father.
Right, but this is different. This is because they used the exact orchestration
yes.
under the original Nat mm-hmm. King Cole record.
Mm-hmm.
This, I've changed them all. And, you know, they sound gorgeous, but I've made them a little more contemporary, like the Dusty Springfield cut. Really is a very contemporary background now.
Well, this must have been a very joyful journey for you.
Oh, please. It was fantastic and a fantastic experience for me.
And Mama Cass, how did you come up with the song for Mama Cass?
Well, who doesn't love Dream a Little Dream of Me? If you know the Mamas and the Papas and Mama Cass, then you know that she had a big single on Dream a Little Dream of Me, and she sounds just great on it. And it was a great song to make it into a duet.
Well, I think this is going to be a monster hit, as so many others of yours have been. Again, the CD is called My Dream Duets. This is just a peek into so much more that you will give us in the years to come. I absolutely, again, adore your music, and I'm just thrilled to get a hold of this new CD and check it out. This CD comes out when?
Monday.
On Monday. Congratulations again, Barry Manilow. We think you are amazing. Can I quickly ask you before you go about touring, will you take this on tour?
Well, you know, I haven't been on tour for a while. I've taken off for a while, but I'm beginning to miss the energy and the excitement, and I actually might go back on the road for a little while in the beginning of the year.
Well, we're just hoping, we're praying, we'd just come through Minneapolis. We would really appreciate it.
We've been to Minneapolis a lot. I know every theater there, and the audiences there are fantastic.
Well,
so I'll bet you Minneapolis will be on that list.
We hope so. We love you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. That is our own superstar, Barry Manilow, who has a brand new CD, and again, it is called My Dream Duets. We've heard a little bit of him. We're going to play a little bit more of the one that he had with Whitney Houston. I think it's just a brilliant idea, and to have new orchestration on it to just pull those vocals out and to make something really special. I know there will be My Dream Duets 2, 3, and 4. Let's take a listen.
I believe in you and me. I believe that we will be in love eternally. Well, as far as I can see, you will always be the one for me, my friend.
friend for me.
I believe in dreams again.
Dreams again.
I believe that love will never end.
Never end.
And like the river.
Barry Manilow and Whitney Houston, how about that?